Kink 101 is proud to present Deviant Discussions, where kinksters come together and put the why in kink. With Diavol Diablo, Subtle Shadow, and Glass Girl, this is Deviant Discussions.
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you guys about a topic that I know very, very little about. Well, I mean, I know about it, I know what it is, and I'm aware of it, but I fucking hate it. And it would be nice to talk to a couple of people that are more positive in their opinion of spanking. So, I mean...
Yeah, to our viewers or listeners, you should go back and listen to season one if you haven't, and it is quite clear throughout that Dee Dee is not a fan of spanking.
Yeah, Dee Dee is definitely not a fan of spanking. I mean, yeah, it's a surefire way to die if you want to try it. But it's like my Insta rage trigger. But no, I know that you guys, like, you're into it, and a lot of kinksters are. It's a very, very common introductory activity, I find. You know, a lot of the kinksters that you speak to when they talk about their origin stories is that they either saw footage or saw porn or saw a movie where it was happening, or, you know, they were just having sex with their partner in a vanilla relationship and were, you know, hey, spank me kind of thing. So it is very, very, you know, commonplace and acceptable activity in the kink community. So I think it's important to talk about it, especially if it's in a positive way, which when I talk about it often isn't. So I'm going to hand it over to you guys and let you guys change my mind. No pressure. But no, I mean, you know, what does it feel like? How does it feel for you?
Well, I've given and received spanks. Both are excellent, in my opinion. I think for me, getting spanked is so, there's a level of intimacy to it, but, and you, because I'm essentially in a vulnerable position where, you know, if you're bent over or you're laying on your stomach or whatever it is that, you know, however you're positioned to receive a spanking, your back is turned to someone else. So you're not able to, like, turn around and see what's going on. And I think that for me, probably the biggest component of it is the sensual aspect. I think that my favorite tool in impact play is actually hands. Mm-hmm. So not even the use of toys, but just having skin on skin contact and having it in such a, I don't know, I really can't describe why I love it so much. In terms of receiving it, I know that when I first spanked somebody else, I immediately, my hand was in so much pain because I'd really hit them very hard and I didn't expect the sting that would come of it. And I started to kind of learn that if I gave enough space between spanks, I could, you know, keep going longer in terms of my hands, but also that they could last longer if you're spacing it out instead of just going full bore, like straight out of the gate. But I love, if there's any body fetish that I have as a top, it's ass cheeks. Like, I love them so much. I love squeezing them, I love hitting them. Fighting them, like, I just love it all. But spanking specifically, it's just so visceral, and hearing their reaction and seeing the skin redden, it's just marvelous.
That's so romantic. Yeah. Like, it sounds so romantic when you say it. I mean,
I'll spank you, Dee Dee. And
no,
you'll,
I'm
like
good.
It.
I'm really good. I will politely decline.
I find it really erotic.
Yeah, like, it is.
It's arousing, but I just think it's such a what's the word I'm looking for? It's just so erotic. And I think part of that is the proximity to like genitalia too, right? Like it's, mm-hmm. it's close in that area. If we're just talking about spanking ass at the moment.
Yeah.
I've not given, well, aside from like, you know, being playful and, you know, smacking my, you know, my daddy's ass once in a while. But that was, I usually punished for that. Which is why I did it. But, but as far as receiving goes, hands is my favorite, like same as you, Shadow. I enjoy implements, like the flogger is probably one of my favorite things to receive as far as implement go, but I will take hands every day, all day. That's my favorite way to receive. And I think it's that skin on skin contact. It's the warm up, like the slow build to taking more intensity. It's the rub and the touch in between. It's like the wetness checks, like slipping your fingers in to see how wet I am, and you know, how wet the spanking is making.
So hot.
So hot.
I feel like this is just going to end up you two masturbating furiously. And me just sat here like, I still don't like it, but hey, carry on. Okay. So what, you talk about hands and you talk about like ass spanking. So what other kinds of spanking are there, and what can you use besides hands?
There's clit spanking, which I have done.
I mean, I've spanked, I've spanked partners. I had, oh God, it was amazing. Her ass was just glorious. And I wanted to just really abuse it, I suppose, and in all the right ways, and oh yeah, it was magical. But she liked it more than I did, like the actual act of it. I would have been more than happy just caning, belting, anything like that, but she liked the hand on hand, the skin on skin contact of hands, like you guys say. And so I would do it now and then, and it was kind of fun, you know, taking a picture of a massive handprint on her ass and things like that. But yeah, I never tried clit spanking with her, but I have been clit spanked and I do quite like it. In the mood. If I'm not in the mood, then fuck no. But if I'm in the mood for it, it is hot. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Everything about it for me.
Yeah, definitely. And also, like, you know, the whole mind fuck of, you know, being told you need to keep your legs spread for it. right? Like it's not even just that kind of spanking. It's the self-control of doing what you're told. But also breasts, like tit spanking. I've experienced quite a lot of that. I wouldn't necessarily call it spanking, but being hit in the face, slapping.
Yeah. I'm exploring slapping. With my current partner or the guy I'm seeing. I don't know if I should say partner. But he slapped me, and Didi, it is an instant rage button for me. Like, I want to kick ass if I get slapped in the face, but the conflict of getting really, really angry and also within the scene wanting to obey my dominant becomes such an erotic feeling for me that I let it kind of marinate. And like, for me, it's almost like a practice of, as Glass was saying, like a sense of self-control is needed, and that makes it more erotic for me. I'm starting to think it might be a soft limit, but I need to be slapped a few more times to be sure.
Like, face slapping for me can put me in subspace very quickly, and it's erotic and incredibly aroused. I don't feel rage at all. I'm just like, more please, harder. Like it's one of my favorite things. I'm not sure if it's the taboo, like if it's the, in quotes, kind of like a man isn't supposed to hit a woman like that, and if that's part of it. But the thing is, sometimes I think there's a level of understanding where your kinks come from and why they are. And sometimes it's just nice to say, you know what? Fuck it. I just like it.
Oh, I'm not very good at that. I mean, I am the person that has to understand the why. But I wonder, like, Shadow, something that you just said about the whole self-control and the erotic experience of, you know, pleasing the other person. Mm-hmm. I have never had a partner that was crazy into spanking. Like, I've had experiences, like, I wouldn't say it was even play, but, you know, I've chatted to and had platonic arrangements with partners that, with other partners, were into spanking, but it never came up between the two of us. But do you think that if your partner wasn't that bothered about the spanking, or in this case with you, the slapping, do you think that that's what would make it more of a limit? Like, is it the other person's enjoyment of doing the slapping, be that ass, clit, tit, face? Is it their enjoyment that creates your enjoyment of it?
For me, it's like, I don't enjoy tit torture or tit slapping at all. Like, as far as like being aroused or finding it like pleasurable, no. But I will endure it for a partner as a, like, and the act of enduring it, I find pleasurable. Does that make sense? So the physicality of being, you know, of experiencing pain in my breasts is not pleasurable, but the act of going through that for someone else's pleasure is pleasurable.
Yeah, I definitely, I can appreciate that. I'm very much the same with pretty much any pain, really. It's not the pain that does it for me. It's the endurance and overcoming it, but not for the other person. It's for me, like my sense of achievement of proving that I was strong enough. And I wonder if spanking just never came into it because A, it didn't push me hard enough, or B, the other person just wasn't really that bothered about it. Okay, so what kind of things can you spank someone with besides hands?
Well, flogger, which is hard to, I mean, how would I describe it? It's like there's a handle, there's like leather, mm-hmm. or high type, what are they called? Falls. Like strips. Yep. You can be a paddle.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I went shopping today and I was totally picking up every different chopping board because they all look like paddles. Like, it's a huge thing here at the moment that all our chopping boards in kitchenware stores look like paddles. Either that or I'm just tainted. Nice. Now. I don't know.
What about a ladle? Did you pick up a ladle?
No, I wouldn't pick up a ladle. The ladle is still not something that I'm going to be spanked with.
Good.
Well, I mean, not safe. I don't know. Maybe. I like the idea of the cupping. The cupping does it for me more.
Anyway. What else can you get hit with? I love using a paddle and receiving a paddle.
Canes.
Props. Ooh.
Oh, canes. Yes.
Oh, I think you said props. I was like, okay, yeah, what kind of props? No, props with a C. Okay. So, well, no, but then, okay, at what point does it switch from being spanking to just impact play?
I think spanking is impact play.
Yeah.
Right? It's a type of impact play.
For sure.
So what makes spanking different to caning if you are hitting someone with the cane?
One feels really stingy, the other kind of, well, I guess the other one feels stingy too.
I think like spanking is a form of impact play, but mm-hmm. I think what makes it like kind of, you know, quote unquote spanking is the hands, this is the skin to skin contact.
Okay. So spanking is more like an exclusive done with the hand rather than with a toy.
I would say so. Like, I would say, you know, because I think about like paddling or caning or being like, they're different actions, different verbs.
Okay. So yeah, if someone said, I'm interested in spanking, would you assume that they were into impact play in general or that they just meant the skin on skin thing?
I would assume just spanking.
Okay. That's good. Cause like, obviously, on my profile, I have spanking as a hard limit, and I don't want mm-hmm. people to assume that that covers more than just spanking. Although, if there was a way to say spanking my ass was the limit, that would be so much easier. But then you have to actually talk to people and blah, blah, blah. I don't have time for that. Let's just put spanking on the hard
challenge.
Limit.
Yeah.
Sally, I don't want to talk to people. My goodness. I talk to you guys like once a week. That's more than enough for me.
I know. It's difficult.
It is. It's so draining. Oh my God, my little introvert batteries. Okay, so is spanking a punishment or a pleasure? Or both?
For me, it was never used as punishment because I like it too much.
So it would have been pointless to try and use it.
Absolutely been pointless. Yeah. I mean, certainly in like a role play, like when we were playing like teacher student, you know, it would be, you know, a role play punishment. But as far as like punishment for me not completing a task, never would it wouldn't have been used. It wasn't used.
Yeah.
And what about you, Shadow?
I don't do punishments within a dynamic. But I do have punishments. So I would say probably spanking for me will never be a punishment for that reason, but also because I really enjoy it. I think it becomes a punishment if the person doesn't really enjoy being spanked all that much.
Yeah, I think that nicely answers how I would interpret it. So you mentioned like punishment and things like that. Do you think that it's possible to, let's say that you're being spanked as a punishment because it's something that you wanted to do, but like if it gets to the point where, the question is, does it ever get to a point where it's no longer enjoyable, and can that cross over into an actual punishment? Or like, is there a way for someone to spank you in a way that is punishing rather than fun?
I think when it starts to cross that pain threshold where I start to feel like yellow, is like I'm, you know, getting to that point where it's time to kind of switch things up and for them to check in. That tends to be where it's, yeah, when it starts to be, when it no longer feels as good as it was, or my tolerance is waning.
Okay, cool. I mean, it's understandable. You don't want to cross those boundaries. You don't want it to become, you know, a violation of some kind.
I think it's important to say that, when it comes to punishment in a dynamic, I mean, that is something that still should be negotiated, agreed upon. And, you know, I think, unfortunately there are, you know, top types and dominant types who feel that, you know, they could use a hard limit as a punishment. Mm. Right. And that's not okay.
That's not okay
at all. So, punishment should always be a part of, negotiation and agreed upon by both parties, for sure.
I think a lot of the time as well, like one of the real dangers that I've encountered is when like a punishment does not fit the crime, and things like that. Or, you know, they'll use punishments more for their own entertainment than to actually, like, if your negotiated dynamic is that punishment is like a correctional thing, and they use punishments more to get their rocks off. At your expense. Oh God, I hate that so much. And I wonder if part of that ties into like my mentality around spanking and things like that, is that I don't trust them to actually punish me effectively. And spanking just feels like it's a really terrible way of trying to do that, almost. Mm. Like a really pointless exercise, because, well, I mean, I'd murder them in their sleep anyway, so it's all good. Okay. Well, I suppose I want to hear about the most, you mentioned toward the beginning that it was like an erotic experience, and that you like that whole, you know, testing whether you're getting wet and things like that. Tell me about the most, like the single most erotic spanking that you've ever experienced.
Ooh. Probably mine is a toss up between two. The first time I got spanked ever in my life, like a over the knee spanking, just the thrill of finally receiving something that I had wanted so badly for so long created an intensely erotic experience. Mm.
How long have you wanted it?
20 years.
Okay. Yeah, I can imagine why it would be worth it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, my ex would spank my ass occasionally while I was fucking him, but like there was never like it never was an act in and of itself, like that you are going to be spanked now. Mm-hmm. And so in this case, it was the very first thing that we did was he put me over his knee and spanked me. And it was just there was a shock kind of attribute to it, the novelty. And then you have like the taboo and then the whole thing in your head of, holy shit, I actually am doing this thing for the first time. And I've always wanted this. And so for sure, for me, that is up there. Recently, I had a scene where the Dom and I were kind of discovering kind of how we might work in terms of how we play together. He had never really played very much with brats. And so that was fun for me. but also at one point, because I was trying to find where his different levels of tolerance, like when he's in Dom space, like where the line might be. And he told me to get on the bed in all fours. And I said no. And he just froze whatever he was doing. And he just looks at me and he doesn't say anything. He's just like, it was such an awkward, like weird pause in the way that he looked. I thought he was about to stop the scene, like to say red or whatever. And so my first instinct was to say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, of course I'll do it now. And, you know, get on the bed or whatever. And he oh my God, y'all, he beat my ass so fucking hard. And the whole time I'm like, I'm sorry. And like, it was just so fucking hot, like so hot. And he's lecturing me while he's doing it. And lectures are a thing for me. And it's just like,
Oh God, I love can't. A good lecture. Oh my.
Oh yeah. Right? Oh my God. So fucking hot. Like, he was like, you should have listened to me, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, oh my God.
See, I love giving a lecture as well. Oh my God. Like, if I thought I could do that as just like a full-time job of being like, just that little bit patronizing, like, you know what you did, don't you? Uh-huh. And it's like, oh, the power trip, but also having someone do that to me. I'm like, I fucking hate you for being the one doing this, but oh my God, it's so good.
It is.
And what about anyway. You, Glass? What's your
I
like?
I have two that are kind of like super hot, like really, but really stand out.
Oh my God, you're both
one was also over the knee, and it was just like very sensual. It started off very sensual, so just like a lot of touching and soft grazing, and then it, you know, kind of went into spanking. He had me hold the wand, like the Hitachi, against my clit underneath.
Hot.
As he spanked, and it was incredibly intense and very, very amazing.
Very, very amazing. I like
very,
that.
Very amazing. And then the other time was the pussy spanking, the clit spanking I was mentioning before, where, you know, I was on my back with my legs spread and was told not to close them. And at any time I closed them, it meant five more hits. Oh. And there was something about the eye contact. Like it was just a very in tuned, like very into each other. And being, cause when you're being spanked, right, you can't see the expression on their face, unless you're like some sort of like, you know, very flexible, bendable person, which I'm not. and being able to see the expression on his face when I maybe my legs closed because he was hitting hard. Mm-hmm. And then knowing also what that meant. And kind of seeing the twinkle in his eye, like, like, you know, what that meant for me.
God, it's so fucking hot. I love power dynamics.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to shock you both now. And I'm going to finish with a story about the one and only spank I've ever received that I enjoyed. Because there has been one. There has been one. I feel like Highlander. There can be only one. but yeah, okay. So this was, and again, I think it, a lot of these stories are tied into some kind of a predicament that we've put ourselves into. And it's a fascinating psychology there. And I think it's you guys sharing that story that's prompted me to actually remember this, this one time someone hit my ass and I didn't murder them. not to say that I've murdered people, just if the police are listening, but you know. So this one time I was with my daddy at the time. And I can't even really remember what we were doing, but I had this like little thing where I would do a cheeky butt wiggle when I was being a bit sassy, you know, I'd say something.
The jiggle dance.
Yeah, the jiggle dance, the southern jiggle dance. But yeah, so I was saying something and he was, you know, he could tell I was getting above my station and I knew when I was. And I would do this little happy jiggle dance of my butt wiggle and he'd be, you know, he knew that I was pushing my luck and stuff like that. And he said, if you wiggle your ass again, I'm going to fuck it. And I was like, you know, you make the eye contact for that split second and you have a decision to make at this point. Right. And you're like,
oh, you really do. And it's such a hard one,
isn't it? And I'm like, there's no way that he's actually going to follow through on this. I mean, you know, this preparation that you need to put into fucking somebody's ass. And so I was like, I don't know, I mouthed off about something quietly, kind of just, you know, under my breath.
Dee Dee.
I know, right? It's a common thing.
We do this to ourselves.
We really do. So I said whatever it was, and then I kind of wiggled my ass, but I didn't even just do it like casually, you know, I full on stood up and I was like chuntering away to myself and had my back to him and I turned really slowly and like made eye contact with him. And jiggled my ass. And I don't know how he did it. Like, I've never seen this guy move so fast in my fucking life.
Oh, my God.
He yanked me onto the bed and somehow was, like, above me in an instant. And he laid the smack down on my ass, like, just this one single blow. Oh, my God. Like, it came out of nowhere, and I think that's probably what it was like, there was no build up to it. So I couldn't already get myself in this headspace and I, you know, brought it on myself. So he smacked my ass and then he went to town with other parts of his body on my booty. But it was still burning as he was going at me. And I was like, I hate the fact that he did that, but oh my God, it was really hot. But I think it was the entire experience. And because there was no build up whatsoever, like I know if someone said, I'm going to spank you, I'd be like, no. Whereas, you know, just doing it is kind of like a, all right, I mean, I don't like it, but you did it and it's over with. So what's the point? Yeah. I think that's the key. The key is don't let me know it's coming. Maybe I'm a secret spanker or a spanker.
Ooh,
or spanky.
That could be a new kink.
Yeah.
A sneak spank.
Yeah.
Ninja spanks. Spank.
Ninja spanks. Yes. Oh my gosh. Perfect. Yes.
Ninja spanks.
Love it.
Thanks for joining us this week. If you'd like to know more about kink and BDSM, or if you have your own adventure to share, please visit kink101.com. That's KYNK. 101.com, because we put the Y in kink.